Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Did he have to go to the whipping post to go to the cross? He could have gone to the cross without going to the whipping post. What was that for? The crown of thorns that was jammed down into his scalp. And did that have to happen for him to go to the cross? No. None of this happened by accident. None of this was he some helpless victim. In their hands, he said, I've received the commandment of my Father. I have power to lay down my life and to take it up again. No man takes it from me. He let them do that. He said, don't you know I can call on the Father? He'd give me legions of angels. He could have come off of there. He could have come out of there. And we'd be lost. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for not coming off the cross. Thank you. Thank you. But to look at Jesus being scourged and saying, Lord, is it your will for me to be healed? It's like looking at him on the cross and say, Lord, is it your will for me to be free from sin? What's going on? What are you looking at? It's ignorance. It's confusion. It's deception. We need to be just as sure that God wants us healed as he wants people born again. Right? It's the same. You see it in the scriptures. We just got through quoting it a few moments ago. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your disease. Right there. Same verse. Same verse. Religion separated it. Men's idea. What happened is men prayed and nothing happened, so they come up with a new doctrine. Well, the disciples prayed and nothing happened. But it didn't change the will of God. And when the man showed up and said, well, God, it's up to you. You know, the Lord, it's up to you. He said, uh-uh. It's not if you can. If you can believe. All things are possible to him that believes. Oh, the more we find out about this, the more we find in thing after thing. We're not waiting on him. Just like the lost are not waiting on him to get ready to save them. He said, go into all the world. Preach, proclaim the good news to everybody. And he that what? Believes. That believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned or condemned. And these signs will follow them that believe. What determines who gets born again and who does not? Not the will of God. Not the power of God. What? The individual's faith. Are we in agreement about this where the new birth is concerned?
Yes.
People that are lost are not waiting on God to get ready to save them. And it's not God's will for some to be lost. That contradicts Scripture. 1 Peter said he's not willing that any should perish. You believe that or not? In John 3, very familiar verse to us. In the gospel account of John, it's called the gospel of belief. The word believe is found in that one book over 100 times. It's just full of it. Faith. The will of God, you might find 50 references to it. In the New Testament, there are way over 500 references to faith and believing in the New Testament. Closer to 600. What's emphasized? The will of God is important. You need to know the will of God. But the will of God alone is not going to determine what happens for you. Our faith, Jesus said, is the determining factor. Amen. That's good news.
Yes.
I said, that's good news. Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, who's in heaven now, he was born prematurely, if you've heard anything about his testimony, and didn't expect him. They thought he was dead when he was born. But by the mercy of God, they actually went out to bury him and detected some life about him, came back. As he progressed, he was a small child and problems with him, and the doctors said he had he didn't develop right on the inside, and he had an incurable blood disease and deformed heart. And one said if one thing wouldn't have killed him, the other thing would have killed him. And that nobody in his condition had lived past age 16. And a year or so before that age, he became totally bedfast and was going just the way the doctor said that he would go. And he said, laying there in the bed, he'd cry and pray, God, I'm too young to die. You know, it's not 16 years old. I've never lived. I've never had a life. And he didn't want to die. But everything said he had to die. And he wanted somebody to pray with him and help him, but nobody he knew believed in faith for healing and those kind of things. He finally got one guy to come, and the day the minister came, he was so paralyzed he couldn't talk, and he was trying to tell him, he wanted to know, could you have faith and be healed? And he said the pastor took his little paralyzed hand in his hand and patted him and said, just be patient, my boy. In a few more days, it'll all be over. Wow. And eventually left. He said it was dark in that room. He said it was in Texas in the summertime, the sun shining bright and hot, but to him it was dark in there. No hope. Wow. Somebody that was supposed to be a spiritual authority, his best advice is just be patient, it'll soon be over. Wow. And what little he had heard, people had said, well, there were signs and wonders and miracles back in the Bible days, Jesus and the apostles, but that was for a specific purpose, and that's been done, and all that's passed away. But he got a little bit better to where he could read the Bible, and he finally got to the passage of the woman with the issue of blood. And he got to the part where it said, Jesus told her, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. So he's sitting there looking at that, thinking about that. But he thought, Dr. So-and-so, theologian, and this one and that one, they said that's been done away with. Right. And he said it just came up in his, of course, the Spirit of God helping him out, came up in his heart and said, have you ever heard anybody say faith's been done away with? He said to himself, no. No, he said, and the thought came up to him, no, and you never will, because if there's no faith, there's no salvation, there's no church. Amen. See, same thing. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. Same thing. Same gospel. Same faith. Same God. If you only believe one, you only get one. Which is why he said, forget not all. Oh, I'm not a one benefit Christian. I'm not even a three benefit Christian. Come on, how about you? I'm a many benefit. Forget not all his benefits. Well, all the rest of the benefits, in addition to forgiving all your iniquities, they are provided the same way through Jesus, what he's done. They are received the same way through your faith. Just like you receive the new birth. That's how you receive healing. The Holy Spirit. Your bills paid. Your answers. Just shall live by faith. Not just get born again by faith. Live by faith. Walk by faith. Thank you, Lord. John 3. The New Testament in particular, all the Bible does, but we're just talking about the New Testament right now, emphasizes faith much more than it does the will of God. Did you hear? I gave you some numbers. The will of God, you might find 50 references, probably not that many, in the New Testament to God's will. You will find almost 600 references to faith and believing in the New Testament. God obviously knew we needed to hear a whole lot more about faith than we did even, not to say the will of God's not, we need to hear about the will of God. But we need to hear a whole lot more about faith, because that's the determining factor. But have churches turn that around? And they talk more about the will of God. And it's up to Him. You know, I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm not mocking anybody. I've done it myself. When I was a young Christian, I went to the hospital with my pastor. This is many years ago. He was going to visit somebody that was in the hospital, and I went with him. And we prayed for him. And this is what he prayed. God, You're all-knowing. You're all-powerful. And if it be Your will, raise up our sister and healer. But if not, then Your will be done. And I said, amen. Is this not how millions of church-going people pray? Millions. We are the exception that don't pray that way. But I'm not knocking anybody, because I didn't always pray this way. I just got to telling you. But later on, I got to thinking about that prayer. That's right. I begin to get a little more light. And I begin to think, what am I saying? I'm saying, God, You know everything. You know the end from the beginning. And You are sovereign, and nothing happens but what is Your will and plan, and You know what You're going to do. So if You want a healer, she'll be healed. If You don't want a healer, she's not going to be healed. And in other words, why am I praying? Because You're going to do what You're going to do no matter what I do. Why are we here? Why are we praying?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me